Chapter 3. Festivity and tears. 6 days after the occurrences related in the above chapter, the brilliant capital of the Duchy of Brandenburg was resplendent with military pageantry, and noisy with the rejoicings of loyal multitudes. For Conrad, the young heir to the crown, was come. The old duke's heart was full of happiness, for Conrad's handsome person and graceful bearing had won his love at once. The great halls of Thai Palace were thronged with nobles, who welcomed Conrad bravely, and so bright and happy did all things seem, that he felt his fears and sorrows passing away, and giving place to a comforting contentment. But in a remote apartment of the palace a scene of a different nature was transpiring. By a window stood the Duke's only child, the Lady Constance. Her eyes were red and swollen, and full of tears. She was alone. Presently she fell to weeping anew, and said aloud, "The villain Detzen is gone, has fled the dukedom. I could not believe it at first, but alas, it is too true. And I loved him so. I dared to love him, though I knew the duke my father would never let me wed him. I loved him, but now I hate him. With all my soul I hate him. Oh, what is to become of me? I am lost, lost, lost. I shall go mad." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.